Pope Benedict has reaffirmed his commitment to build full and visible unity amongst Christians. The Holy Father was speaking during a visit to the southern Italian city of Bari, where he celebrated Mass to mark the end of Italy's National Eucharistic Congress. Bari is a port city which is traditionally seen as a bridge to the east.
Sophia Orsi, accusomen tuaiu evangeliu.
Underlining the importance of the city as a crossroads between Western and Eastern Christianity, the Gospel was chanted in Greek as well as in Italian. Bari is home to the relics of St. Nicholas of Myra, a 4th century bishop who is revered in both the Catholic and Orthodox traditions. The Holy Father spoke in his homily of Bari as a land of meeting and dialogue with the Orthodox Church.
Proprio qui a Bari, felice Bari, città che custodisce le ossa di San Nicola, terra di incontro e di dialogo.
I want to repeat, he said, my willingness to assume as a fundamental commitment working to reconstitute the full and visible unity of all the followers of Christ with all my energy. The Eastern and Western churches split in the great schism of 1054, and the Protestant communities left communion with Rome in the 16th century.
Vorrei ribadire la mia volontà di assumere come impegno fondamentale quello di lavorare con tutte le energie alla ricostituzione della piena e visibile unità di tutti i seguaci di Cristo.
More than 200,000 people gathered to hear Pope Benedict say that words are not enough, adding that concrete gestures were needed to reach out to members of other Christian churches and ecclesial communities, affirming that ecumenism must be the vocation of everyone who calls him or herself a follower of Christ. The Holy Father said, I ask all of you to decisively take the path of spiritual ecumenism, which in prayer will open the door to the Holy Spirit, who alone can create unity. The theme of the National Eucharistic Congress was Without Sunday We Cannot Live, taken from the words of a 4th century martyr who was put to death for meeting together with other Christians to celebrate the Eucharist. Referring to the martyrs, Pope Benedict said that they died, but they won, and we remember them today in the glory of the risen Christ.
È un'esperienza quella dei martiri di Abitene.
The experience of the martyrs, the Holy Father said, is food for thought, even for us Christians of the 21st century. He added that it is not easy to live as Christians, because the world in which we live is so often marked by relentless consumerism, by religious indifference, and by a secularism closed off to transcendence.
Dall'indifferenza religiosa, da un secolarismo chiuso alla trascendenza.
However, Pope Benedict said that Christ comes to us in the midst of this, as the bread came down from heaven, affirming that whoever eats this bread will live forever. Underlining the centrality of the Sunday Mass, the Pope said that the Eucharist is a necessity for every Christian. Only with the Eucharist, he said, can we find the energy for the journey we must undertake.
Dio venne in aiuto col dono della manna.
The road which God indicates through his law, Pope Benedict said, follows the directions written within the essence of man himself. Following it means man must realize himself. Losing our way is equivalent to losing ourselves. The Eucharist, the Holy Father said, must always be seen in the context of community. We cannot, he said, communicate with the Lord if we do not communicate with each other. For this reason, he told the congregation, we must learn the great lesson of forgiveness. We must be understanding with others, and we must accept the apologies of others, and in generosity, offer our own apologies.